Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. In the last Perek, we spoke about how the Sanhedrin could put somebody to death through stoning. We'll now list the other three ways that the Sanhedrin could put somebody to death. Mishnah says, Arba mitot nimseru lebet din. There are four types of execution that the court would give somebody for very harsh punishments, and we'll list now the harshest to the lightest methods of execution. Sekila, serefa, hereg, vahenek. Stoning, burning, beheading, and strangulation. Rabbi Shimon omer, serefa, sekila, henek, vahereg. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says no. He says that burning is harsher than stoning, and that's why he puts burning first. And he also holds that strangling is harsher than beheading, so that goes before beheading. He disagrees with the Hachamim with both of those. Zo mitzvah taniskalin. What we discussed in the last perek is how somebody is executed for stoning. The other three ways of execution are going to be discussed in the next two Mishnayot. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to talk about the person who's executed by serefa, burning. Mishnah says, Mitzvat Hanisrafin. This is the procedure for those people who got a sentence from the Sanhedrin that they were going to be killed through burning. Hayu Mishaki'in oto bezevel ad arkubotav. They would take the criminal, the person who was sentenced, and they would stand him in a pile of manure up to his knees in order to trap him and to make sure that he doesn't move. They're going to eventually pour hot lead down his throat, so they want to make sure that the lead doesn't fall onto his skin. That would be more painful than necessary, and there's a very careful cautiousness by the Beit Din not to cause unnecessary pain. So they would have him stuck there in this manure. Ve'notnin sudar kasha letoch haracha. And they would take a very rough scarf and they would put it inside a soft scarf. Ve'korech al savaro. And they would take the scarf and they would wrap it around this person's neck. Ze moshech etzlo. There were two people standing on each side of the person. One of them would pull to one side and the other would pull to the other side, and they would choke him. And then he would open his mouth because of that pressure. The pulling of the scarf was so strong that it would cause him to open up his mouth. And while that was happening, somebody already lit a fire under a bar of lead, and that lead would then melt. Once it was melted, they would pour it down the throat of the person who was sentenced to death. And it would go into his stomach and it would burn his insides. We see that this is the accomplishment of serefa. Nadav and Avihu, Aharon's children, who died in the serefa, in the heavenly fire. We have a tradition that it entered their nose and it burned them on the inside. So even though their outward bodies were not burned, the Torah still calls it burning a serefa. So you could see from here that we could accomplish what the Torah tells us of burning, even if we're only burning the inside of a person and leaving the outside intact. So since we could do it in that way, we have a commandment of ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, love your friend like you love yourself, that tells us whenever we're doing a punishment, like an execution, even though we have to do it, we should do it with as little pain as possible. So likewise over here, doing it in this fashion, which is the serefa, which was the Torah once from the Beit Din, they could do it in a quicker and less painful way than burning the entire body. The next Tana, though, was going to say that they did not squeeze the neck. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af hu imet bi'adam lo hayu mekayemim bo mitzvat serefa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if we did it in this way, like we just described above, and they're using these scarves to choke him, and they choked him to the point where he died, they wouldn't have fulfilled the mitzvah, the commandment from the Torah, of killing through burning. Ela, so what do they do? Says Rabbi Yehuda, they don't pull the scarves. Ela potchin et piv bisvat shelo betovato. They force his mouth open with a metal tool like tongs, umadlik et petila vizorka letoch. And then they light a fire under the bar of lead that really happened earlier, and now the lead is melted and they pour it down his throat. And it goes down into his stomach and it burns his inside. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He says he wouldn't want to risk over here the choking, because the choking could be eventually put him to death in a different way. And the Torah tells us that for this type of crime that the person did, as the Mishnayot will get into, at some point, we don't choke the guy, we burn him. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Sadok is now going to argue on the entire Mishnah, about how burning was done. He doesn't think that lead was used. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok, there was once a situation where a Kohen's daughter committed adultery, and a Kohen's daughter who commits adultery is obligated to be burned. And the Bet Din took bundles of branches and they wrapped it around her and they burned her by setting her on fire. So seemingly the way to accomplish Serefa is by actually burning the person, not by having lead poured down their throat. Amrullah, the rabbi said back to Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok, Bipine shelo haya beddin shelo tasha'a baki. The reason that the beddin did that is they were not a knowledgeable beddin in the laws of the Torah. They were a court of Siddukim, people who followed the literal understanding of the Torah and did not have a Torah shebal peh, so they burned her whole body. But the Siddukim, of course, rejected the Torah's tradition that we have Torah shebal peh, and therefore they didn't realize that the proper way was to burn with lead. And that's what the rabbis answered him. And they told him that really the correct way is with lead being poured down the condemned's throat. But this Bet Din did not follow the halakha correctly.